Hey, everybody. This is Adam, one of the hosts of the Pretty Scary podcast. As you've probably realized by now, Pretty Scary has come to an untimely end. We unfortunately found it beaten to death in the middle of a field in Nebraska. Internet sleuths are on the case, but because it's not a pretty white woman, the police remain uninterested. Don't be sad, though. There are more podcasts coming your way. For starters, there are around 90 or so episodes of Pretty Scary that were never released publicly. They've been locked behind a paywall this whole time. So, to tide you over until we have new stuff to share, we're going to be unleashing those unreleased episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that's all building up to something. We don't have all the details hammered out yet, but in early 2025, the You Don't Even Like Podcast Network is launching two new podcasts that will be right up your damn alley if true crime is your thing. When I have more updates to share about that, they'll be posted right here on this feed, so keep your eyes and ears peeled. In the meantime, enjoy a whole slew of Pretty Scary Lost episodes that will be coming your way in the upcoming weeks and months, including the one you're about to listen to now. Would you believe it is the very first episode we ever recorded? Go back and check your feeds. They start with an episode called Murder Olympics Part 2, which is actually the fifth episode of this show. The first four episodes haven't been available publicly for a long, long time. So get ready to take a trip way down memory lane this week. Also, if you're impatient and don't want to wait to hear all of the unreleased episodes as they come out, head to patreon.com/unpops. Go to the collections section, and right there, you can buy all of the unreleased episodes at once for just $25. Provided you're not buying on iOS, that is. Just a heads up that they charge more for some reason. Maybe get on a desktop running Windows to buy it or something. I don't know. Either way, thanks. We love you. Enjoy the shows.
I feel like you could start the intro for some radio show.
Yeah. I'm Phoebe Judge. Build your own beautiful website with Squarespace.
I am Sapphire Jones here on Wolf Radio.
We're brought to you by Casper Mattresses. Pew, pew, pew. The official mattress of all the podcasts. All right.
Get that stamps.com money going.
Right?
Let's do this.
We are recording.
Recording.
We're going to do a cheers.
Yay!
We're all drinking comically large Coors Lights.
Yeah, I feel like Cindy Lou Who right now with this
beer.
On the
first episode of Pretty Scary. What did you guys think of the intro?
I love the intro. You're good at
liked
that.
It, yeah.
I brought in an actual demon to do the voiceover for that.
Wow.
I just put a thing on Craigslist.
So Jeff May does intros now?
Hey-o!
Bow, bow, bow.
Jeff May joke out of the
Jeff
way.
Jeff May joke.
That's a sound effect we need. Jeff May joke.
Jeff May joke.
I love it. So yeah, this is the, did we do our cheers?
Oh, cheers. Oh. Yay.
Cheers.
Guys,
yay.
Really,
it's like cheersing.
We have to look each other in the eyes or we'll die later.
Oh,
I think
great.
That's the.
I love that movie. Is that a Black Mirror episode?
I don't think
so. There's the joke.
Bad death.
We found the joke.
We did it.
That's a Black Mirror episode, right?
I don't know.
No, I know. It's just a stupid. Never mind. Well, you'll see. I'll use it again later and you'll understand what the joke is.
Oh, okay. I'll yep. make note of that.
Yep.
Caitlin Cutt, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how
Adam
are
Todd
you?
Todd Brown, I'm great. This is so exciting.
Carrie Martin.
Hi, how are you, fellow Peorian?
Yes, fellow Peorian.
Midwest in the house.
When are we going to go to the Bartonville Insane Asylum for one of these episodes?
I would love that. Did you ever go in high school?
I did not, but I really wish I had while I was there.
I did. It was very spooky, especially when you're in high school and you don't really know
any better.
It's
an abandoned insane asylum.
Well, there's also
gonna be spooky.
Pentagrams and dead animal sacrifices.
Those pentagrams could just be gang markings in Peoria.
Or asshole teenagers.
Yeah, asshole teenagers.
But no, it's probably Satanists.
Yeah, well, yes.
This is a correct. A swear space, still spooky. Right?
Swear space? Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you can, good.
You a can safe curse.
Swear space.
I just got, I don't know. I thought I'd ask again. I know the last one was, but we're in a new chapter, new time.
We have no bosses, no advertisers. We can say all the shits and fucks and assholes. And
I can't wait.
What was that?
I don't
we
know.
We have a guest?
I don't know.
Do we have a ghost guest?
I just heard a...
Yeah. So wait.
I just have to turn my computer down.
I'm really excited about this.
Why is this happening?
Because this is going to be the podcast where we talk about ghosts and a bunch of other scary things. And I think the ghost is here already.
I agree. Pretty soon, though.
Yeah, I'm like not getting any notifications. That's just like a ghost notification that's happening.
Hey, ghost, if you've got other stuff to say, do that boom boom thing again, because I'm into it. I'm so excited.
If it would have happened again, I would have shut this podcast down right now.
Oh, there's a Black Mirror episode about that. Told you it all makes sense.
It worked
like a
better
Black Mirror episode.
It worked better this time. Oh.
Man. Okay, so this podcast.
Ghost notifications. That's what this podcast is about. Haunted computers.
What a shitty ghost.
You computer? Now it's a haunted computer.
There's a ghost in that computer. No, that computer's
I'll tell you how to write I'll tell you how to write a horror story. Computer, now it's a haunted computer.
He's
there
just
you go.
Warming up. That's it. He'll be around more.
I feel like a really shitty ghost would send you push notifications. That'd be horrible.
Yeah, or poke me on Facebook while I'm sleeping.
Somebody poked me on Facebook recently. It was weird.
I get
who does
poked
that?
All the time, losers.
You do? You get poked all the time?
Yeah, but by like strange old men.
That's like the internet version of catcalling.
Hey,
like,
baby.
Just walking by and really quick.
I mean, do they ever get poked back?
I didn't know what to do, so I did. Even and then when it happened immediately again, and I was like, this is... I mean, I know you.
You just need to get rid of that function.
What happens if you get poked back? Does that like...
It's just endless.
You just like, cool.
It's endless.
I got poked back. This is great.
Yeah, like why wouldn't you just send them a message?
Yeah.
I think the feature made sense when social media was completely new. It was like, oh, it's like we're chatting, but we're really just bugging each other. Ha, ha.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're over there. I'm
hey,
over here.
Hey, don't forget I'm alive.
Create your own beautiful
over
website.
Here.
This is me. Okay. So what are we talking about on this episode?
Well, I think we should just talk about what we're going to talk about on the show, too, because this is a really exciting thing.
Yeah, we should give... Go for it.
Okay,
tell people what to expect.
You guys, this is pretty scary, which is really a great thing that we're going to do because Carrie and I host White Wine True Crime, which I think a couple of you guys who listen know about that.
Oh, a lot of you who listen.
Okay, a lot. Sweet plug, by the way.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Good job, Caitlin. Yeah, thank
you. It's a great podcast. I would love to be on it again sometime.
We're dragging you on. Well, this, I don't, we're not going to know who's what anymore after this.
I like wine, crime, and the truth.
And you got a kill kit.
Yeah.
You were one of our
I
first.
Did, yes. You're I do have a kill kit.
Yeah.
I've since used it, but... So, yeah, I definitely need to be on again so I can...
Finally, somebody fesses up to using those kill kits. Carrie, talk about payoff.
Right?
I'm stoked. So, this podcast is where we're going to get to talk about all the other stuff that we don't really venture into on White Wine True Crime. I would feel like White Wine True Crime is like human murder.
Right.
Just normal human murder. We're going to cover some murder on this show, but we're also going to talk about things that I love, like ghosts and aliens and telepathy, possibly.
Yes.
I'd love to talk to a psychic on this show.
We're going to go places.
We're going to go places.
Haunted places.
We were going back and forth with ideas earlier, and for anyone who you'll understand in a while, Caitlin and I are like fraternal twins. We have completely different mindsets and ideologies, and mm-hmm. when we were talking about what we wanted to go over, hers was the Bermuda Triangle, and mine was about a girl who stole a prom dress and a chainsaw from her neighbor in Florida. And that was the volley of our stories back and forth, was that kind of
content. Yeah, we're different, but the love is pure.
The love is there.
I mean,
100%
real. I'm super excited to talk about anybody who's going to steal anything, like a list of things, like a Mad Libs list or like a scavenger hunt list. Like, you need to go get a chainsaw and a prom dress. I love that.
Yeah, that was a weird roundup of items that she stole.
And I'd like start reading Caitlin's. It's like about UFOs. And I was like, boring. Let's get back to the man who got arrested for making fake clown calls in South Carolina.
Yep.
Oh, did that? So are not all the clowns aren't real?
No.
He says a clown knocked on his window. And then he chased them into the woods. And then apparently he ended up admitting to a false confession and he got like a ticket or some sort of penalty for
Who's that desperate for attention?
Me.
You didn't get caught when you made your fake clown call?
Not yet.
I just think the fact that it's 2016 and we're just now getting to this place where people figured out that they could just dress up as clowns and freak people out, that just proves how dumb teenage boys are. They could have been doing this for so long. Why didn't it happen before now? That's my question, honestly. Like, what happened in society where there was this, like, seismic psychological shift where people were like, now is the clown time.
Yeah.
The time of the rise of the clowns.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's a thing.
Send
that's
in
been...
the clowns.
I feel another podcast coming on.
Just about clowns.
Just about clowns.
Just clowning around with Adam Todd Brown.
Oh, I love Whoa. That.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Guys, that's... I didn't fart. I'm just moving in my chair. Can they hear that? I don't know. It's freaked me out.
They can now.
Oh,
that you...
fabulous.
But it was actually all farts. It wasn't.
I'm Caitlin's actually
gross.
You guys, I'm not sitting in a chair. I'm just hovering based on the power of my fartage. Yeah, I got the SPD down.
That's pretty scary, right?
Fwah, fwah. There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
I haven't seen that yet.
I know, Carrie. This is what makes it good. So anyway, we're going to talk about everything scary and creepy, but I guess on this first episode, we're going to talk about haunted places, right?
Haunted places in... Not just haunted places, just some of the creepier places. And because we're going to talk some UFO stuff about LA, too. And you can't really call that haunted, but... There's been
paranormal.
Some,
yeah. I think what we were saying is we're beginning with a sampler platter of what you can all look forward to as this podcast progresses.
Yeah. We're actually going to try and go to some of these places we're going to talk about.
When I Googled it, there were 13 places in LA, like the basement of the Comedy Store.
Should we talk about
Hollywood sign?
The basement of the Comedy Store first?
Yeah. Let's get into that.
Because what's weird to me is it seems like they don't really say who's haunting the basement of the Comedy Store. Just that it's haunted.
They had mentioned something when you had sent the article. It was like, is this what they're talking about for the tours? Where they said something about a lady in white and some guy who's laughing, but like he's not there. It was kind of vague, yeah, but they did name a couple of things.
There's disembodied laughter. But there's also a lot of people that have just simply reported feeling like there's someone staring, like them.
Right.
There's someone in the room with them.
Because what used to be a restaurant called Ciro's.
Yeah. And I'm wrong. You're right. I think it's like Gangsterland type murders.
Yeah. It's like old timey, early Hollywood land kind of murdery stuff.
Because it didn't always used to be a Chuckle Hut. It was a Italian restaurant, I think.
Yeah.
Where,
that's why the mafia went there.
Don't be racist, Carrie.
When you're at Ciro's, you're home. I don't know.
When you're at Ciro's, you're not a zero.
Ciro's, unlimited breadsticks, soup, and salad.
Ciro's, family-style food, family-style murder.
So yeah, apparently a bunch of mafia types were murdered at the Comedy Store.
Or where the land that the Comedy Store was built upon.
Yeah. At the place where lots of us murder now. Not me.
Boom. Eh, not really
people
me.
Who bring people.
Exactly.
People.
Oh, it's all a big ghost trap. Once the bringer shows hit their peak, all those people are going to die and be souls trapped at the Comedy Store forever.
Definitely talent there, but it is a great place. Like if you need somebody to bring 10 people to get on, which makes it in some ways like a puppy mill of comedy.
Yeah.
Just churning them out.
Well, I mean, I think there's been a fun kind of renaissance there recently, but it's always, I mean, every comedy, if you're building a business on comedy, you need to figure out how to get audiences there. But you just do. You can't, it's not it's not a bar. You wouldn't go to the Comedy Store just to have a drink and certainly not for the food. So they have to figure something out. But one of the things that I think is really interesting about the Comedy Store in relation to kind of the paranormal jazz that we're dealing with is paranormal activity kind of is kicked off for, you know, and if you don't believe in this stuff, I don't really care right now.
right.
So paranormal, the theory is the paranormal stuff is kicked off by energy. And if you have ever hung out in a room full of comedians, those are pretty high energy human beings. All of them, even like the really drab, angry ones. If you just kind of hang around that person, they're like vibrating. These are people that need to express themselves and get out there.
Right.
And a lot of them are super depressed and very angry. And it doesn't surprise me that if there is some kind of weird vortex there, that that's going to kick up some stuff. It makes total sense to me.
A very dark place.
It is a dark place.
And there was a murder there 2 years ago, a year ago?
Oh, yeah. Someone was shot and killed right outside the Comedy Store.
Oh, I remember that. I forgot about all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was just like a year ago.
On the patio, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Like an execution killing. Someone just showed up, shot a dude in the head, and walked off. Like in the fucking movies.
Boom. And I mean, also, there's a lot of people that, this sounds terrible, but probably went on to kill themselves that have been there. I mean, I know one of them.
Yeah, there's one specific story. His name is Steve Lubetkin. And he gets mentioned a lot when they talk about the haunted history of the Comedy Store. And what happened is in the late 70s, early 80s, all the comics working in L.A., which at the time was people like Jay Leno, David Letterman, mm-hmm. Yakov Smirnoff.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. Like all the legends.
Right.
Fuck you. Jay Leno was a legend.
Yeah, audience. Of course.
Audience. I wasn't talking to you two.
Oh.
But fuck you two still.
Oh.
Okay.
Just to make sure. I don't know.
There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
Probably.
But they decided to form like a union of sorts. They weren't actual employees, so they didn't really have the right. But they decided to form like a union so they could start getting paid for their work at the Comedy Store. And the Comedy Store was like, nah, we're not going to do that. So people like David Letterman and Jay Leno were picketing. Gary Shandling crossed the picket lines. Apparently, it's fine. Like, it's a whole thing. But this guy, Steve Lubetkin, in the middle of this...
Strike,
yeah, this labor dispute, decides to kill himself by jumping off the top floor of the Continental Hyatt House, which is next door to the Comedy Store. And his suicide note starts with, "My name is Steve Lubetkin, and I used to work at the Comedy Store."
Aww.
And it goes into how he doesn't work anymore because of this dispute. And he was actually hoping his suicide would resolve this labor dispute. Like, people would be like, okay, we have to start paying these people. And it did not.
Man, you know, this is where artists are super fucked. Because here's the thing. It's like, it's not like we're underwater welders that require like a ton of certifiable training. And,
a
skill. I have a very special set of skills. You know, I mean, obviously comedians and artists have a very special set of skills, but we are profoundly replaceable, especially if you're new and everybody in your life is excited. And of course you can get 10 people to the Comedy Store.
Right.
So I think that.
Which sucks, because that's not even when you're good.
I think about that all the time, how ass backwards that is. How in the beginning I was bringing people to these shows and I was like really bad. And
you weren't. You won comedy contest.
But
others have a strength.
Oh, Caitlin, stop being so modest.
People who listen to our show will love that Carrie somehow decided to again find a way to bring that up. And I love it, too. She's my cheerleader, you guys.
Whoa.
What just happened?
Jeff May just suddenly appeared.
Whoa.
In the middle of our scary podcast.
So weird.
Avenge me.
There's a Black Mirror episode about this.
That's the running gag today.
Told you it would make sense.
Wait, what happened?
Don't worry. It'll happen. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
You'll get it.
Yeah?
Yep.
There's a Black Mirror episode about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
When you terrorize people with your magi bullshit.
Is that like, are you
afraid? Oh, Gift of the Magi.
Is that like, are you afraid of the dark for grown-ups?
Yeah. It's okay, great. That's cool. Dude, it's so good.
What is?
Black Mirror.
I've never heard of it. What is
that's
that?
That's a lie, and you're lying to me. I'm your friend. I'm your good friend.
Why would you lie, Jeff, in the
about
middle of this show?
On Netflix. I don't know what it is either.
I'm looking for you. I need help from you. I'm just a disembodied ghost of Jeff May, who got murdered on the way up here and is now haunting your podcast.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
That would be
whoa.
Huh? More like Ghost of the Magi. Am I right, guys?
So Jeff May had just suddenly appeared from the ether.
What an asshole.
What were we... True. But what were we talking about? The Comedy Store. We just talked about that guy who jumped off.
Steve Lubetkin, who committed suicide.
Maybe he can commit suicide tonight.
Well, I don't normally take requests, but...
Come on, Jeff. It would be such a good episode.
Seriously, it'd be the best episode.
Caitlin, somebody tried to murder Caitlin and I's evenings one time when they bumped us together.
Wasn't that a Flappers?
No, that was
at the Comedy Store. And that's why it's haunted now. Jeff and Caitlin haunted it.
It was one of the craziest experiences just anyway, because there were like 11 D people on this show. And at one point it went on for so long that a guy Jeff and I watched it. It was like a cartoon. You saw, it was like the Muppets, really. You saw like explosions and lights moving up like way above, and then you heard like do. And then this guy shows up. He's like, "You're going too long. It's gone on too long." And the guy producing the show is like, "Well,
it was one of the other producers did a 30-minute set in the middle of just being awful.
Yeah.
Crazy Cindy.
Crazy. It was just a weird experience in general. But anyway, Jeff and I kept getting like pushed back to the end of the line. And at one point, we kind of both realized what was going to happen. And then we got bumped at 1 a.m.
And I threatened the booker.
Yeah.
Beat them up?
Yeah. I didn't say it out loud, but I was like, "Don't you ever, ever contact me for a show that you're going to bump me on. If there's even a chance, I will end you." And he was like, "Oh, so sorry."
And I went,
"I think I know who it is."
I went,
"Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
We've all had a run."
That's when I knew I wanted to be friends with Jeff. I was like, "I like this guy. You're going to follow him. Plus, I really need someone to walk me to my car."
Yeah. You know what's funny is in the LA comedy world, you always have your experience with certain bookers. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're leveling up to another one. Yeah. It's like, "Oh, you do your Martin shows and then you do your Tammy Joe shows." And it's like you always, it's this weird comedy thing where if you move out to LA, you get picked up by these sort of bringer producers that just like, "Hey, this is a new person that could make me money." And yeah, they're not bad people. They just, they need to make money doing comedy because they're not necessarily great at comedy. They do. Yeah. And it's a little in stand up. Yeah. They like their stand ups that didn't make it. And so now they still want to do comedy in some way. So they run these shows, and these shows don't generally.
Yeah, which is, it's weird because when you think about all this, you can't really figure out why that Steve guy killed himself.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's such a happy world that we've all entered into, but Steve...
And that poor guy, he thought he was going to just end that labor dispute by killing himself.
On a suicide note, "I worked at the comedy store." Yeah, kill yourself.
Oh, is that like that monk that lit himself on fire?
It's exactly like that.
What?
Karen? Steve should have ended on a Rage Against the Machine album.
Somebody would have killed themselves during the grocery store ban.
Yeah, that would not have been... No? Yep, I remember that.
What? What happened?
Do you guys remember the grocery store ban of 2003?
I was not here.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm here. I'm coming to your rescue, Caitlin, on this one.
Oh.
In 2003, there was a really big strike across like almost... It felt like every single grocery store, all the workers were striking.
Nice.
And the reason why I remember it so well was because my mom was in chemo at the time. And she had this, spooky, the ghost of Caitlin's mom. Dude, if my mom showed up, I'd be stoked. Aww. Anyway, I really would be. But
she's not going to.
This is a great Kathy story, though, because she, so we were walking up to the front, and this big Samoan guy walked up to my mom, and he said, "You know, ma'am, we're striking for really good reasons, and I don't think you should go into that grocery store." And my mom said, "Can you just move aside? You know, just be cool." And he said, "But I think I could give you some information that might make you want to change your mind." And then my mom looked at me dead in the eye and she goes, "See, Caitlin, this is why I want you to go to college." Oh, and then she ripped her wig off and she goes, "I'm in chemotherapy. God damn it. Now get the fuck out of my way." And everybody just got really quiet. And the guy like started crying and we walked in and I was like 17. I was like, "Mom,
it's a card you pull."
Oh my god! But then she bought snacks for everybody.
Oh yeah,
she
nice.
Felt bad.
They did. They from they the would store. Heckle you when you walked in.
Yeah, so yeah, because you're crossing a line.
A lot like comedy.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there were those people shopping, were also pouring sand in people's like gas tanks and shit like that.
Oh,
weird.
The scab workers.
And that's why they're all dead and ghosts now.
Yeah. There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
Should we talk about the next haunted place?
The Cecil Hotel is one of my favorite things to talk about, and I can't
visit
wait.
There.
Oh my god!
Yeah, let's talk about the Cecil Hotel.
What's the Cecil Hotel?
Okay, so the Cecil.
He looks
keep in mind, real quick, ghosts aren't real.
Oh no, they're real.
They're real.
Yeah, they're real.
Who invited Jeff?
Yeah, how did you even get here if ghosts aren't real? Because you just
This is my corporeal form. I actually walked in.
Mark my words. I'm going to change your opinion on this ghost situation. But the
Cecil
Hotel.
Do you want to watch the Elisa Lam video?
I've seen it. Have you guys seen the Elisa Lam video?
Mm-mm.
Okay, they need to
oh,
see
you
it.
Haven't seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they need
video?
To see it.
Okay. Give them some background on Elisa Lam while I pull up
okay,
the video.
Okay, so Elisa Lam was a tourist. Was she Canadian?
Yes.
Yes.
Asian, but also Canadian.
Yeah. And she was here in Hollywood seeing the sights, wanting to As you do. God, wouldn't LA be the most depressing and disappointing city? She disappeared. They couldn't find her, and this was the only video that surfaced. Yep.
When was this?
Oh, is this okay? Is this the story where they found the? It's the water story.
Yeah, they find
and then
her.
They found her body later in a water cooler. And well, okay, they said that sounds like a small thing, but it was like a big water cooler.
Yeah,
on the
like
top
a
of
big
hotel.
Hotel's water cooler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you.
This is the
there's
last?
This really famous video of her acting. I mean, she had mental issues.
Yeah,
we know that.
But why doesn't the door close?
Maybe the mafia from Ciro's came to hunt her down.
Why doesn't, are you saying why did an LA elevator act not well?
I mean, ghosts are real, but yes.
But why is she doing that?
She's standing right there. Look, now it's going to close. She's standing on the precipice.
Yeah, she did do a lot of in and out of the door stuff, but there are some points where you're like, is this door going to just fucking close? Or
she looks like half the people in LA.
She looks like she's doing a hip hop dance where they're like, to the side, to the side. Go back, y'all, go back. I don't know.
Everybody clap your hands.
Oh, God.
The two white people.
Crisscross. Oh,
did you say the two white people? What?
Because me and Jeff weren't clapping on beat. It's such a white thing.
Because me and Caitlin are Latina.
I feel like you haven't experienced
that. Was like one of
the
coolest things anyone's ever said about me. I've never been mistaken for not white.
Oh, the two white people in the room.
Oh, my God. That was a big moment for me. Yeah, guys. I'm glad that was recorded.
It scared me a little.
I was like,
was it pretty scary?
Yes, in fitting with the podcast.
My face.
I was like, wait, what? No. Oh.
There's a Black Mirror episode about that. I'm just going to troll you with that, Adam.
Keep them coming.
God, so this season is so good.
This woman, when was this?
Yeah, so if people at home don't realize, we've been listening or been watching this Elisa
Look
Lam.
At her.
Just kind of fuck around with this elevator. This video is just under 4 minutes long. And
someone's making
finally
a movie
you have
about
it on camera, by the way.
But why aren't the doors shutting? Like, typically they would open and close.
She might have pulled the...
Well, she hits a bunch of buttons when she gets in. She hits like 5 buttons in a row. But I don't know that would break an elevator.
Someone hitting 5 buttons in a row deserves to die.
Also, it means that nobody else is calling the elevator?
Yeah. Did you say they're making a movie about it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Who's doing it? I'm going to look
it up.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio is somehow...
The hotel season of American Horror Story is allegedly based on this place.
I really didn't like that season.
I haven't seen it yet. I love Lady Gaga, though, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Sure. You're not going to like it, but it's fine.
Okay.
You're not going to like it.
You're not.
You're not going to like it.
You're not going to like it. It's too painful.
You don't know.
So one of the things we're going to do with this podcast is we're actually going to go. The reason we're talking about haunted places in LA today.
We're going to change Jeff's mind about ghosts.
Oh, yeah, Jeff. I didn't know if we didn't tell you this, but we have decided we're going to rent 2 rooms at the Cecil Hotel and do like a Ouija board thing in separate rooms. The real haunting will be which of our ghosts stays behind when either Jeff or myself murders the other for snoring.
I am not staying in a hotel room with you.
I've already haunted Jeff.
And we're going to play Ouija boards.
We almost killed each other in the Midwest.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was intense because it was
it got bad. Yeah, it got
well, it was the snoring and it was just the travel
and not sync. Our sleep schedules do not sync at all.
Yeah, I can't sleep after a show. That's a problem for me. And Jeff,
I'm a bit of an early bird in regards to that stuff.
Well, here's the good news: is Nicholas Winding Refn is going to be the one that's going to direct
that movie. Who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Okay.
Is that a Paranormal Activity guy?
No. He directed Drive.
Oh, I'm out.
That's 11 minutes long.
Yeah, we're not going to watch an 11. Yeah, this podcast is just us playing videos.
I really hope you edit most of what all of that was out, but yeah.
No, it's great.
Oh, they're going to just listen to us watch it? You guys, what is she staring at? Why doesn't the door close? There's a ghost. It's because clearly there's a ghost.
Or she's just a fucking loon.
Oh, she's definitely loony.
Yeah.
But that's what they always say about people who see ghosts.
You can't. Yeah, because they're fucking crazy.
No, ghosts are real.
Ghosts are real.
You get so confused. Of course ghosts are real.
What about this top 15 scariest things caught on camera?
You want to know something scary? My mom sees angels in the clouds. My mom sees angels in the clouds.
Everybody,
angels are just ghosts that can fly, buddy.
Every picture of my childhood in a photo album has been replaced with an angel in the clouds.
Because that's what she sees when she looks
at
you.
That's the scary thing.
Yeah.
Because that's an insane person thinking that clouds are in the shapes of angels.
So you've never had any experiences where you felt like something weird happened? Like you've never had like a paranormal experience? Or
I don't
something...
think ghosts is the first thing I've jumped to.
Okay.
Like, that's
what do you jump to?
That was fucking weird. That's it.
You just end it there. I know. That's my point. Motley. I'm just saying, one like, day.
It was a space alien.
I can't wait to change Jeff's mind if I'm going.
So you won't stay. We don't have to spend the night. I mean, we can.
Yeah, man. It's just.
I mean, we're going to have to stay up. We're not going to.
This is exactly how a horror movie starts.
We should.
Yeah, we wouldn't sleep. We would just get there like around 11 o'clock at night and just stay up all night.
We're staying there and we're going to sleep and we're going to play hopscotch in that fucking elevator until Ghost shows up.
I'm
can't wait.
I'm laying up by the pool.
I'm the fourth person killed in a horror movie. Because, like, I'm the big guy. That's
well,
like,
that means no you survive, no dude.
You're talking to the final girl. Clearly.
Well, no, if Jeff is the fourth kill, yeah.
No, I'm the final girl.
Do I get killed first?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, you do.
When is
this? While you're high. That's how it would
go. Oh, yeah, I'll be smoking weed and I'll get killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
When
yeah.
does the slut get killed?
It's the second
that's
kill.
That's usually I feel the second like kill, yeah. First the straggler.
Yeah.
Then the slut. Then the guy that denies it.
Yeah, and then I'm fine. I can't wait.
Congratulations, Caitlin.
Congratulations.
You're going to survive our trip to the Cecil Hotel.
Congratulations. Your prudishness kept you alive.
Yeah, while me and Jeff are floating in the water tank above.
Yeah, but you guys, I'll be real sad at the end of this whole thing.
No, you won't.
Did you see the end of Texas Chainsaw Massacre? You'll be super stoked that you made it.
I'll miss you big time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have
my ghost will miss you.
Yeah.
My ghost won't exist.
Actually, my ghost won't miss you because it'll
you
be
you guys,
able
please
to haunt
me. And then we could just keep the show going.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you all on EVP.
I feel like we could keep the show going either way. Like, you could just not die.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You live and then we're ghosts. Yeah. You motherfucker.
There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
It's never going to stop.
No, never.
So, Jeff
made joke.
So, Jeff, you won't go to the Hotel Cecil with us, Jeff?
I mean, I'll go. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just not spending a night in a room with you again.
Yeah, he
doesn't
you can hang out with the girls, Jeff.
Yeah. I'll take a room. I'll gladly take a room by myself. Lead singer disease. That's what that's called. LSD.
Did you just make that up?
No.
I was going
to
do LSD.
I'm just not in a band, so it doesn't really make sense for me to say that.
But. Yeah. Well, in any case, I'm excited to show Jeff real ghosts.
Yeah, they're out there. What about at the silent film theater?
The silent movie theater.
Cine Family at Silent Movie Theater. What I love about this is, first of all, it's a recent haunting.
Yeah.
They do say one of the owners died there previously, but all the haunting stuff seems to have started around the end of the 90s after a guy got murdered in the lobby.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
that'll put your energy in a feed loop for eternity.
And why?
Which is what a ghost is, Jeff.
It was a plot between the guy.
Oh, it's like
the guy running the projector basically paid someone to kill.
Murder for hire.
Oh yeah, it was a murder for hire.
No, but what am I reading about Notorious B.I.G.?
Oh well, that was just me putting a joke into the old notes.
Oh,
because
peek behind the curtain.
It would be like if the auto museum Notorious Big got shot in front of was just haunted by Notorious Big since 1997.
Oh. They would make so much more money.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I would go.
They should just start lying.
Jump
and saying,
in a cipher with the ghost of Notorious Big. I can't rap, are you going to get that opportunity?
At the very
again?
Least, like that should have been their marketing strategy a long time ago.
But we're haunted.
Yeah, by
watch this shitty movie.
No. The car museum.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The shitty museum still has.
Silent movies.
Bullshit. Silent movies to bring people in.
Is there a guy that plays a piano there?
I don't know, but that alone would make it feel haunted to me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like movie theaters are spooky. Just inherently, it's a spooky place because they're a lot quieter than most places you are. That's gross. That's a gross thing you said. Yeah. Seed?
Yeah.
Mm, like human seed?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff.
What?
It's fine.
Yeah. What? Anyway, no, they're spooky.
I hate thinking that he has sex.
I did have a coworker who told me that her son refers to that as ghost juice. So I will say that.
Yeah. All right. That's how you make
now,
ghosts
eventually.
Ghost,
it's like dropping a ghost daycare out there.
Do you believe in magic? everybody started nodding. It worked. That song is infectious. But yeah, movie theaters are spooky because there's not a lot of sound in the room. So that's not a normal feeling for you for an average day.
Right.
They're dark. Things could pop out at any second.
And I imagine a silent movie theater is even creepier because you're just sitting in silence. Like, I'd bring an iPod or something.
But with old-timey piano music.
Yeah.
It would just be the entertainer, though, no matter what.
Can we read your notes real quick?
Yeah.
I thought it was very funny. He wrote, "This clip from that video is fucking amazing. It's them talking back and forth about how their paranormal dog works. At one point, dude legit says, 'I trained him to smell electromagnetic waves.' Amazing. We need to interview that dog."
Yeah, I send very detailed notes. Chet Wild talks about it a lot on the Least Anticipated Podcast. I really put feeling into it.
I really think we need to fill
but
in
also,
the gap
guys,
of the dog that was
paranormal dog investigator.
There we go.
When I was researching the silent movie
ghosts
theater,
are real.
When I was researching the silent movie theater, I came across what there's a million paranormal shows, and some paranormal team did this show at the silent movie theater. But what sets them apart is they also have a dog who's a paranormal investigator. And thankfully, as if a gift from the ghosts themselves, there's a clip in this particular episode where they're talking about how their paranormal dog works. And it's just a delight.
How it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
here it goes. Dog. Start, you fucking video.
I there's like Charlie Chaplin used to actually sit in the back and gauge the audience's reaction to their films.
Right.
I think with the captain, you're gonna find many different layers of time in here.
They call him the captain. Absolutely. And he said, captain. Just here we go.
You ready?
Captain's go a good boy.
The silent theater is perfect for the captain. It's so hard to cover something like a movie theater. You've got all that space and all those seats. You can spend half your day just doing baseline readings.
This is abuse.
He is all of our equipment wrapped up in the one furry little investigator.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Not a big shelf life on your equipment, Pat.
Now, if he finds something, what's he going to do? I have
Bart,
trained him
what
to
do you think he's
smell
do?
Electromagnetic
Text
field
you.
And identify it.
You hear that?
Or a bomb-sniffing dog would identify it to their handler. By doing that, that can indicate some kind of activity or manifesting spirit.
Oh, God.
If he picks up on something, what he's going to do is he's going to paw at it and alert by looking back and then looking at the field.
This is what you guys are saying is real.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to be looking for.
I never vouched for paranormal dog investigators.
I do.
Pal.
I do.
I do too.
If you say there's ghosts, you have to know there's ghost sniffing dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, normally he just
this Labrador
walks
off. Does seem very.
What he's doing now is he's trying.
Very
to
helpful.
Yeah,
dog.
You threw some fucking bacon he's in the corner of the room.
I like that they said normally he just kind of walks off.
Because he fucking hates you.
Because what you're doing is insane right now.
It's just real bored.
It's like, guys, it's just a dark room.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay. This is my favorite part.
Oh, he found a ghost.
Okay? I need you to show me where it is.
He found a ghost in the silent movie theater. Good boy.
He's a good puppy.
Captain found a ghost, Jeff. What if that ghost wants belly rubs too?
Back to the very deepest part of the projection booth. We're going all the way to the back. That's where she said, John.
There was a dog that told us to go in the back, so we did.
So, yeah.
They're here.
They're totally here.
Yeah, I can't even tell the name of the... This is terrible marketing. Like, I don't even know the name of that show.
It's called Night Vision, the series.
I think it's called Scooby-Doo.
I think it's called...
Do you ever see the South Park episode?
I think we just watched
called
Captain.
Scooby-Doo.
Captain, my captain. Good boy.
Captain, go find the dead people.
Captain, go find a ghost.
You're going to find
a ghost. He finds
a
real dead body. And they're like, no, you idiot.
No, what do you think this is? Stand by me?
I feel like after...
But if they were dogs.
After they look for paranormal things, they go home, and the owner puts like peanut butter on the tip of his penis and makes the dog lick it off.
Probably.
Oh, Carrie, come on now.
You know, and they would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for those pesky kids.
It's a Black Mirror episode about that.
See, it feels good to say it, doesn't it?
It does. It feels really good. Feels really good. I feel like that is going to be the new gift of the Magi.
It's a Black Mirror episode about feeling good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it ends really quickly because of an implant in your eye.
Yeah.
Most of them involve that also.
It's a lot of shit in eyes, yeah.
There's a lot of
If I've learned anything from Black Mirror, it's that I don't want implants of any sort except like calf implants.
But I feel like it's even just like I'm already phobic of the concept of contacts. I can't, and that's there's some just like that technology's there, and I'm already like I'm out.
Yeah. I had LASIK, it was fine.
Carrie survives in the future.
Carrie's a cyborg. Carrie's a cyborg. Carrie,
what if I died during it? And this is like Sixth Sense.
There is a Black Mirror episode about that.
Yeah, there is actually.
So. And a movie called Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
There's a movie called The Sixth Sense about that.
That, mm-hmm. By the way, I listened to that podcast. Nobody mentioned that he stole that from Are You Afraid of the Dark? The Sixth Sense. It's a straight up Are You Afraid of the Dark episode that he took.
Oh.
He even admitted it, that he saw that episode and was like, oh, I'm going to turn this into a movie.
I'm cool.
Well, yeah, but they made it half an hour and he made it.
Is that a Tale of the Cold Ghost reference?
Yeah. Melissa Joan Hart is in that episode.
Help me, I'm cold.
I'm cold. You guys remember that one?
Did you ever watch Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No, I think Carrie? I was too old for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a great show.
Did it
show.
Have hot tubs in it?
Nickelodeon, 9:30 every once in a while.
That's Carrie's Black Mirror joke. Was there hot tubs in it? I love it. Makes me happy.
Carrie, do you watch The Only Way is Essex?
Nope.
Carrie, have you seen Hot Tub?
How are you not watching Towie, yes. Man?
Yes, one and two.
Everyone needs to watch The Only Way is Essex.
I don't even know what
it is.
It is
a reality show about trash people who live in Essex, which is close to London.
So it's poor trash people.
No, they're rich. Men. They're rich, oh. But they're just shitty people.
Have you seen
like Real Housewives?
It's like the Jersey Shore, but in England.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it is endlessly fascinating.
Oh, it's like My Fair Lady?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Exactly.
I'm
like
a lady, I am. I drive a Bentley. Oh.
So what's the next haunted place we're taking Jeff to?
The Pasadena Bridge.
The suicide bridge.
That one's already programmed into Ways, you guys. You don't have to take me there.
Yeah, this is
Jeff May suicide.
Oh. Jeff May joke. Jeff May suicide joke.
Bow, bow, bow. So that made me happy.
Sorry, guys. Just trying out some new sound effects. You know, it's a learning process since Brett's been gone.
Caitlin's dying.
That was a lot of
that
fun.
That was a whole was lot of great. Fun, what just happened.
I just
I'm not even good
it.
At sound effects, but I laughed at all of yours.
Anyway.
Please.
Okay, where were we going? The Pasadena Suicide Bridge. Jeff May joke!
He's going to commit suicide!
This is the best time me and Caitlin have ever had. Jeff and Carrie, not so much.
Oh, I'm laughing. I just wish I was better at noises and voices.
It's a suicide. Keep doing that. I'm going to get some more of that pizza.
What was that?
I think that Jeff started listening to you guys laugh about his imminent demise.
Oh. That was fun.
That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good belly laugh.
So the Pasadena Suicide Bridge. Jeff is back. We can talk about it now.
Pasadena Suicide Bridge.
This is a creepy thing.
Looks like a construction worker.
Can we just back it up? Really, I want to ask this question. Can you imagine if you're an architect and you're like, you get the break of a lifetime. You're the one designing a bridge in Pasadena. The Chinatown movie town. This is the thing that you're going to do.
Way to pad up Pasadena, by the way.
What else do I have? The Big Lebowski?
The Rose Bowl City.
Yeah. City of white people. Republican capital of the world. But yeah, so you get a big break as an architect. And then you realize that you've just built this like perfect bridge to kill yourself on. That's really
awful. Also any bridge, really.
I don't know. This one seems to be really attracting suicide tourists.
Do you think it's just that, or is Pasadena just that depressing of a place to live, and that's just the coolest bridge?
Pasadena. I don't know. Have you been to Gardena?
I like Pasadena.
I think it's a very dramatic. That's what I'm saying. Is that I think that there's a couple things happening.
Do you think Pasadena residents get pissed about all the tourists coming to commit suicide on their bridge?
I don't know. That's probably
I don't know that they get
you hear that?
Tons.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's an activity to check off your bucket list. Like, okay,
no, it is the bucket list.
It is the last, the last check mark.
Go to
the Pasadena Bridge. Actually, it's very pretty.
Yeah, it is. It is a pretty bridge.
If I were going to top off one, I might pick it.
So you're saying it's up there for you. It's not really ever. There are a lot of tall places in LA. I find it weird that for some reason that bridge attracts.
Yeah, when you could just as easily do it next to the Comedy Store.
Because they've done things. They've actively tried to keep, they put guards up.
Yeah. Well, the first death that they claim caused this haunting is pretty horrific if it's true. Mm-hmm. A construction worker, when they were building the bridge, fell over the side and he fell into a vat of wet cement. But not like a vat. They make it sound like it was part of the bridge and that the people...
Oh, like in that song, The Highwaymen.
Exactly.
That's so bad. And that's a terrible way to die.
And it's even worse because they make it seem like his coworkers were just like...
Oh, shit.
We're not going to get to him.
We're not going to get him in time. So I guess he belongs to the bridge now. And by that thinking, he's still in the bridge, right?
Right. That's what I was just thinking.
That happened a lot in a lot of bridges.
Yeah, I mean...
Like a lot of people are buried in bridges.
There's... I know watching a lot of Huell Hauser episodes that lots of people died doing lots of things like building roads and dams and all that other stuff. And you know that, but...
Someone died building a church in my hometown.
Of course.
How fucked up is that?
You're from Boston, right?
Close.
There we go.
An hour away.
Okay. Someone died building Warhouse outside of Denver.
Someone died building Warhouse out in Denver. Warhouse, really, you really paid for building that monstrosity.
Warhouse fell on you.
Oh, that bridge has been dead for 50 years.
So, yeah, this... What the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about suicide the death bridge in Pasadena.
Suicide.
That's what Warhorse does to you. Once you think about Warhorse, you can't think about anything else.
It's in there. It's in your brain forever.
Warhorse fever is what they call it.
Suicide bridge in Pasadena. Yeah, that was the first guy. Then there was a woman in the 1920s who decided she was going to commit suicide because her husband left her.
She got the vote.
Yeah, I don't want she
couldn't,
Scarlet Letter.
Couldn't handle the responsibility
Scarlet
of the vote.
Scarlet Letter.
I ain't voting
Very
for Hoover.
20s thing.
So she shows up at the bridge with her baby and throws the baby over. Baby. But just another example of how much of a failure she is. The baby just like hits a bush and casually rolls down to the bottom and lives.
So it's like Moses.
It's a badass 20s baby.
It's a Pretty Moses much, baby yeah. right there. By the way, Carrie thinks that every baby that died in the 20s is a Lindbergh baby. So just want to, she dropped that little nugget.
All of them?
All of them.
The ones that died of polio and tuberculosis. And
Or she'll at least ask, is that the Lindbergh baby?
Yeah. Was this one the Lindbergh baby?
You know, here's the thing is one of them was
exactly.
the Lindbergh baby.
So eventually
so one time I will be right.
Yeah. Broken clock.
I don't know if this is that twice time, a day. But that's why I ask.
And then like when you ask that, what's going to happen? Someone's just going to like flip over a tag on the toe and go, oh shit. Yeah.
It's going to make her fucking day.
It is the Lindbergh baby. Holy shit.
I wasn't expecting that. Wow. After all these years of asking.
I was
Lindbergh
right.
baby. Lindbergh baby Joe.
Someone's got Lindbergh baby fever.
So, yeah, they eventually put up fences to try and keep people from jumping off the old suicide bridge.
Hey, hey, Frank, I good news. I got that gig. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Building a fence on the Pasadena Bridge. Why are they doing that? It's a nice bridge. I know it's a nice bridge, but people, they keep jumping off it. So that's what I'm doing. Oh, that's nice. You're building suicide fences. You know, Frankie's doing that. Oh, well, okay, cool.
You're going to save a lot of lives.
A lot of New Yorkers.
No, you're not.
Showing up to work.
In yeah. Nobody's from California.
They imported me to do this over
Hey!
Here.
But it didn't.
East Coast equals blue collar, kind of.
Correct.
I mean.
Blue collar joke. Who's with me?
Bruce.
Right.
Blue collar joke. Blue collar joke.
In my hometown.
In my hometown.
The screen door slammed.
My
oh, man. I loved Bruce Springsteen so fucking
Rest
much.
Rest in peace, Bruce Springsteen.
Burr, 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 burr. I haunt this room. My guitar.
So in 2015, Sam Sarpong jumped off the Pasadena Suicide Bridge. He was a British actor and model.
Sarpong.
I know. I was sure he was going to be like Filipino or something.
Yeah, it does sound Asian.
But he's Idris Elba as fuck. Idris Elba. Elba.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, he's a British model and actor. And he, what's crazy about his story is this motherfucker talked to the police for 7 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And then jumped. That's probably why he jumped. He was like, shit, I've been talking to these motherfuckers for 7 hours.
He was like a working actor.
Yeah, he was in all the films.
Yeah, man, he was on. Yeah, man, he was in a lot of movies.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he had
like an actor, man.
Clearly, was SAG.
He looks like that guy from the Black Mirror episode about the American Idol one.
No, you're just super racist.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, okay, maybe a little.
Well, but he's East Coast and blue collar.
Yeah, so he's racist. Mm-hmm. That's a good mix.
What is wrong with you people?
Nothing. I'm fine. You're the racist one who doesn't believe in ghosts.
Wait, where are you from again?
Peoria.
Peoria, Illinois, where the winners come from.
I was born at Cedars-Sinai.
Richard Pryor's from Peoria.
So?
I think Sam Kinison, too.
R.I.P.
Sam Kinison, too, yeah.
R.I.P. again.
R.I.P. again. We're up next. We're up next.
Rochambeau for
Ghost
it.
Show.
Four comedy icons from Peoria, Illinois. I've never heard of this Carlin and Kinison jokers, but...
Don't hate. Congratulate.
Gross.
I will congratulate you on your death. That is 100%.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
What other haunted places do we have to go to?
I think we went through them. But
my hometown.
Is it saying that it's haunted, or is it just saying that people killed themselves on the bridge?
Oh, no, they do say that you'll see, like...
So you can see people doing...
You'll see visions of the woman who... The woman with the bad aim.
Yeah.
Who threw her stupid baby into a bush.
Dumb idiot. You throw like a girl.
She did.
She threw like a girl?
Yeah.
Or a boy?
A girl. She missed.
A girl baby?
Oh, she threw.
Got it. We're here.
I get it.
We are live. Welcome to the joke.
Jeff gets jokes.
We were going to talk about some LA UFO stuff.
I'm pretty stoked about this. Like you guys, there are people right now, today, that are at home that believe that there was an intergalactic war over the city of Los Angeles, that the media has chosen...
The mainstream.
Listen.
The mainstream media has chosen to pretend it didn't happen.
Listen, there's an Aaron Eckhart movie about it, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
So,
is it Battle LA?
Yeah, that's what that movie's about.
That one has Cato Kaelin in it.
So you know it's a good movie.
Well, there were two that came out right around the same time. One was Battle LA, that was like a Sci-Fi Channel original. Then one was
Battle of Los Angeles was like a major, feature film.
I don't remember that at all.
As soon as you said Cato Kaelin, I'm like, this can't be the same movie.
No, this isn't a thing that people think the government. I mean, people think.
No, people think this is real. I've been asked.
A lot of people think it's real because there's actual
dumb.
Like, it's like War of the Worlds if what they were saying in War of the Worlds was actually happening while they were saying
only it. In L.A. minus Tom Cruise.
Yeah, no, it happened over Santa Monica.
It was Tom Cruise.
It was in 1942. It was the height of World War II. It was right after Pearl Harbor.
It was during World War II, and they're like, this must be intergalactic. There's nothing world.
Because they shot at it for an hour, and they couldn't down it. And there's
some high-quality German engineering right there. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that could very well be, but why didn't that German engineering show up anywhere else?
I'm not really into aliens or UFOs either, Jeff. I actually agree with you on this one.
Well, I'm into them, but I just don't believe it.
Oh, this is the best. Once
again, this is the actual news report from 1942. In the Western Pacific.
Are ready to give you the latest news direct by shortwave radio.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And now for news
affected
of our own West Coast, we
voice
take you to Los Angeles and the
Los
Angeles. Oh, they fucked that up. Los Angeles.
Anti-aircraft guns went into action against unidentified aircraft in the Los Angeles area shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific wartime this morning.
Pacific
the anti-aircraft guns began barking during a blackout ordered by the 4th Interceptor Command at 2:25 a.m. The unidentified object, which some sources thought might be a blimp, moved slowly down the Pacific coast from Santa Monica and disappeared south of Long Beach.
LBC.
Army officials declined to comment
they
on
were
the
on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
Got shot down in a gang shooting.
However, it required nearly 30 minutes to travel some 25 miles, far slower than an airplane. Watchers on the rooftop of the Columbia Broadcasting Building in the heart of Hollywood could plainly see the flashes of guns and searchlights sweeping the skies in a wide arc along the coastal area. Concussion of the shells could be felt in downtown Los Angeles.
That's
stop saying Los Angeles!
I just avoid saying it.
It's making you angry.
But once they contacted the object,
instead of angry,
Army officials say they will not comment until they receive a full
you're
report
an angerino
of the action.
So this thing is like 3 minutes long.
And it's
like
all this.
Yeah.
It's this guy saying, and then that happened over here
you know what's
in
cool
Los Angeles.
That guy's been dead forever.
But I feel like this is one of the weirder incidents because it's not in dispute that it happened. Like, it happened, and they never really did say what.
I'm going to roll real deep with this. Ready? Well, you ready for this?
I guess.
Okay. So I think that the opposition will just say it was using technology that was just way above and beyond what America had on hand.
Who's the opposition?
It's either Germany or Japan. Somebody had something that.
Oh, okay.
That, but there are a lot of people that think that since Roswell happened, people have been utilizing alien technology with the military for a very long time.
Yeah, that's
that. And I think that that's probably...
That's the crux of the Roswell theory.
Well, we have Roswell. They have other stuff.
Yeah, we found their crashed ship and we were like, we're going to build one.
Yeah, and we just never really did it, but we did some stuff.
Speaking of UFOs over LA, do you remember that video that came out maybe like 6 months ago?
It was like the rocket.
Yeah, and it looked like a UFO, and there were all kinds of witnesses, and people took videos. And then the Air Force came out and was like, no, it was just a missile test. And everyone was like, oh, cool, it was just a missile test over Los Angeles. Why are you testing missiles where I can see it?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I mean, where are they supposed to test them?
The fucking Nevada desert or New Mexico.
Wherever Jeff's from.
Just...
Oh, Worcester.
I don't know why I just turned on.
Test them in Worcester.
What do you mean you don't know why you turned on me? You've always turned on me.
I know. Every single time.
I don't know how this happened.
Jeff May joke.
I think that was alien technology, but I think it was probably utilized by.
I like that you're accepting that it was alien technology, yeah, but in the most skeptical way possible.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're like, yeah, it was aliens, but whatever.
Yeah. We had been using alien technology for a while at that point.
Was that?
Boom. Told you I'd roll deep. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff, you don't believe in aliens?
Jeff, I vote too.
Do I believe they're here? No. Do I believe in them? Yeah, of course.
Why is it so impossible to believe they're here?
Yeah.
Like, do you think they're not building ships and shit? You think we're the only smart ones, you conceited fuck?
Where do you think they are?
Yeah, where would they come from? I mean, didn't they say that if something travels at the speed of light, then it's the gravity on the mass?
That's working within the limits of the technology that we know exists. Exactly. You have to... To assume that aliens have made their way here, you have to assume that they've found a technology that makes it more possible. Hi, what the fuck's happening?
Was that my phone?
Who was
in,
it?
In my podcast right
Sorry.
Now.
Sorry, I'm looking up an article.
Ghost!
It was a ghost!
We keep getting haunted. Jeff just
this
showed
isn't
up.
Necessarily in the same vein, but who was that boy in the balloon like
oh,
a couple
that,
years ago?
That hoax?
That was Elian yeah. Gonzalez. I believe in aliens. Elian.
Oh.
That was it.
Imagine if they'd shot him down. That would have been... And if it didn't go down?
Oh. Well, judging by this election, a lot of people would have cheered, so... Sorry.
Topical Joe.
So just so you guys know, today it was just released that we are receiving strange messages from the stars that are, quote, probably from aliens, comma, scientists say.
Scientists, Jeff.
Yeah, which scientist? That fucking guy on the...
No, fucking
no.
Mr. Science.
Breakthrough Listen, an initiative set up this year to look for alien life supported by people including Stephen Hawking and Mark Zuckerberg.
Stephen
Suck it, Jeff.
Hawking.
Said the messages were promising.
Mark Zuckerberg.
But they said further work would have to be done before they can unequivocally be attributed to aliens. I like that Carrie's here to remind us. Carrie hasn't said anything for 5 minutes, but then you hear, nerds.
Was that because we high-fived or because of the science or both?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I am bored by the science, to be honest.
But this is my favorite part of this article. Research has been accepted for publication in the Journal of Astronomical Society of the Pacific under the title, quote, Signals Probably from Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Yeah, that's such a scientific name.
That's what they named the paper.
They might as well just called it, fuck it.
We found aliens, maybe. What website
was that?
So
Battle LA is real.
What site was that?
It's the Independent.
It's a countdown.
Does it say who wrote it? I feel like because we read from it, we should say who wrote it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
We don't want to be. Because that happened to me a lot.
It's from Jeff Goldblum.
That happened to me a lot when I wrote for Cracked, like morning radio shows.
Andrew Griffin,
thank you for the article.
From
at the Independent. Fascinating stuff. Yeah, that happened to me a couple times.
Well,
like,
actually, according to scientists, it's probably fascinating.
Probably fascinating.
That also happened to you with... Jay Moore.
Fucking Jay Moore, man. I'm not addressing his fucking Twitter rants. He could have done that 2 years ago. He can eat a dick now. I'm just
anyway,
keeping that joke.
Point is the Battle
of
Los
dick
Angeles
jokes.
Is
now do the
do the sound dance monkey dance.
What do you think? So if you don't believe the Battle of Los Angeles was real, you at least believe that
I believe it's real. I believe it's all real.
So you also believe in the UFO base 6 miles off the shore of Malibu?
Of course she believes that.
Yeah, I mean, there's Scientology. I feel like that's...
I mean, it's a thing. Why not? It's a thing, people.
6 miles, though? Wouldn't we see 6 miles? Seems like that'd be easy to spot.
Well, that's how we spotted it.
What?
We spotted it.
We spotted it.
This is a guy.
This is my favorite.
He's very convinced.
Holy crap.
My people.
Persist in doubting.
This is like the morning radio show of conspiracy theories.
Jimmy
shows.
Church. We got to get this guy on.
Don't be afraid. Don't turn away any longer.
I'm done.
Jeff, watch the video.
The Prince of Paranormal.
The Prince of Paranormal. This guy shreds the fucking guitar during these shows. You don't even know.
Welcome.
Oh, shit.
Welcome. Thank you, Jimmy.
With our special presentation from everybody here at Fade to Black.
This was breaking news.
He sounds like Putty.
Base,
yeah.
An entrance that
put your headphones back on, Jeff. Get back in this room.
The Holy Grail of UFO.
Damn you.
So
the doors behind him.
What if aliens take him while he's out there?
That would be so ironic.
We made the discovery.
There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
On the week of May 12th, which was a Monday. We announced it on the...
Why do we care that it's a Monday, Jimmy Church? Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. But that thing does look weird. We're going
to
put an accompanying article up about this podcast so people can see all the things we're talking about.
These are the straight files. Untouched.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
Straight files, untouched. Those spaces between the columns, 2,078 feet.
I am very pleasant.
From Google Earth.
It is kind of weird. Like, it's a weird-looking formation, but
yeah.
There's an article on Huffington Post where scientists are like, it's just a rock formation.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I'm like, how do you know?
Get down there. Sense of adventure, scientists.
Like, that would be brilliant if that's where aliens are hiding on Earth is under the ocean. That's this fantastic. That's
what War of the Worlds is.
That's
yeah.
The abyss. That
we did. You can see the abyss. The left. I fucking love the abyss.
It's true. That
go Ed Harris is so good in that.
Such a great movie.
And also in Westworld.
1,476
Westworld.
Feet from the surface.
Okay.
What do you call it? The top to the bottom.
Wouldn't it be horrible to be married to this person all day?
Absolutely enormous.
And it's
bottom of the entrance. I think about that sometimes. 2,296 feet. From the surface.
2,296 feet below the ocean. Did you say it's exhausting?
Being this guy must be so exhausting.
That's a lot of work. The pillar. I just casually believe in all of this. I haven't made a vocation out of it.
Tall,
yeah, yeah. Base. I mean,
this image here,
here's the first step towards that today. But
to the north.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely getting there.
But it carries into it, though.
No.
Off in the distance at 12 o'clock.
I was actually just wondering where Caitlyn Jenner lives.
Running
in conjunction with
in the underwater thing.
Yeah, you can see Cher's house.
That's why this is such big news. That's also where Caitlyn Jenner lives.
Caitlyn Jenner, Joe.
All right.
But
they also have four true cabin horror stories that to me is more interesting.
Yeah, Carrie and I both got wrapped up in the suggested videos.
So if you're ever 6 miles off the coast of Malibu, be sure to check out the underwater UFO base.
Bucket list. So right before the Pasadena Suicide Bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can make a day of it. Check out the underwater
base. Find people that believe in these things even more than I do to talk to about what they've seen and experienced. That's what I would like to do.
Yeah, we should close talking about some of the things we're going to do with this show.
Because I feel like I'm a welcome energy for those people, and they will open up much more.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
That's a fun sentence to hear out loud. I'm a welcome energy.
I am a welcome energy. I'm really fucking welcoming.
What the fuck, Jeff? You made it really weird right now. Thanks.
This is going to be so much fun. You guys, imagine having a real-life ghost hunter in the same room as Jeff May. And I am, like, making that person feel like the prom queen. And Jeff is just being a mopey dick.
Here's the thing. Caitlin is welcoming at first, which I guess is the definition of welcoming. But if you piss her off, like, she's done.
You get cut.
Caitlin cut. She'll cut you off.
Fourth grade. Word.
Fourth grade joke.
Yay, Carrie!
We did it.
No, but if they get weird, I will get mean.
Yeah.
So that's always fun.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have to get some people in here then.
Oh, yeah.
She'll fight with somebody. I won't. She will. Mm-hmm.
You're like a mom who's dealing with someone else's kid for an extended period of time where you're sweet at first and then eventually
life.
You're
it's
like,
my whole
that's
life.
It?
Yeah, he broke a mug. That's it. We're sending him home.
That, yeah. What? What? What?
Everything's fine.
What?
We're just talking about my
haunted?
Energy. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, we're haunted. Jeff's haunted. Jeff's so super fucking haunted.
So we're going to go to some places. We're going to go to the Malibu UFO base, I'm assuming.
We are going to do a Ouija, several Ouija experiments, I think.
We're going to do a Ouija experiment at the Cecil Hotel. Mm-hmm. We're going to do lots of in the field stuff.
Ouija by Milton
Can we leave
Bradley.
The Ouija boards here?
We can't. What do you mean?
I don't want that energy in my house.
Oh, no, we're going to burn them after.
Made by Milton Bradley.
We're going to burn them in
fucking toy.
We are not going to get a Milton Bradley Ouija board. I'm gonna go find us a real scary
one. The spirits don't care.
They care.
I think they
tasteful
do.
Tasteful ones care.
My roommate in college had one, and she put heart stickers on it to make it
seem happier. Aww.
She's more of a Wiccan.
She's dead now.
Yeah. Well, you know where we could also do is the Hollywood
ring.
Roosevelt Hotel.
Yeah, the Roosevelt. We didn't even talk about that. You like hear a guy playing trumpet in the other room, which I'd rather just get ghost raped in bed.
There are a couple. Well, they could arrange that.
Fucking shit.
I bet Jeff's the first one who's going to get ghost raped.
What?
Jeff won't complain.
Would that be what? What?
Can't ghost
Excuse
rape
me.
The willing.
If it's a ghost, you'd be fascinated.
No.
Be a whole moment for
my
you.
My body is my temple.
And wasn't there something like about a Marilyn Monroe painting there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a full-length mirror of Marilyn Monroe that they said you used to be able to see a ghost above you when you would take your picture in it. But they took it out of the room because they're a bunch of fucking killjoys.
It turns out it's also because there were massive light tricks in there. And that's what was causing it.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff.
Why is he
also
here?
Speak up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nobody can hear you.
If you're going to chatter my dreams, at least do it clearly and enunciate, please.
Yeah.
I would like to go up to the Hollywood sign at night. Is that possible?
That is illegal.
Is it illegal?
When do they
close?
It is very, monitored. That is a greatly monitored. It's like one of the most monitored areas.
Yeah.
Have you read about that actress who killed herself jumping off the Hollywood sign?
It was
is it just one? I feel like.
Well, there's one really famous one, and we talked about it on another podcast not too long ago. Her cause of death is listed as multiple fractures of the pelvis.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think it was off the H, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was.
Ugh, God, I hate when they do that. I don't know why.
Because that was really gross.
Yeah, it was.
The Smash Brothers high five.
Can you imagine dying because your pelvis is crushed? Not because of anything else?
Yeah, I can.
Woo!
Death by Snoo Snoo.
Snoo Snoo. You've named it Snoo Snoo?
Have you seen the Futurama?
Oh, I'm back now. That just took me a second.
Okay. We're
That's how they died.
I know.
We're getting off course here.
Now?
Watch something.
I get all this stuff.
I will mention one. Anytime I mention anything enjoyable to me, Carrie looks at me like, you fucking plebeian piece of trash.
Yeah, look at her. She's fabulous.
And I'm like, what do you watch?
We've already discussed this.
Oh, does it have hot tubs?
Things on Bravo. And Investigation Discovery.
Yeah. Does it have hot tubs?
Yeah.
Hot tubs.
That's
hot
the Carrie rule, which is why the Cecil Hotel death is right up Carrie's alley, because they did find her in a circular body of water.
Tub of sorts.
A cold tub.
Yeah.
A tub.
An isolation chamber. I think we did good.
I think we did great.
I'm excited. I think it'll be fun when we start touring places. Maybe without Jeff.
Yeah. It's not without Jeff.
Don't tell him I said that. I don't want to be with you. I don't think Jeff should be.
He doesn't have the right energy.
No.
He says he has no energy.
And he's a gigantic piece of shit, too.
I wish I could high five you guys.
I don't like where this is going.
Shut up, Jeff.
I feel safe.
We've been dead for 20 years.
Kinda.
Just you here now, Jeff.
Crazy.
Dead inside.
I'm crazy for you.
All right, we should get out of here.
Yeah.
Because we have another thing to record after this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right? Right?
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
No, it'll be great.
I'm excited.
You still have a bottle of wine.
I know. A bottle of rain. Why do I keep singing on this episode?
Maybe we should switch it up for the
Because that Coors Light over there.
I know. this Coors Light made
boy.
Me. It's loosened me up.
All right.
Finally, something did.
Anyway. Caitlin, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah. Carrie and I host a really fun podcast called White Wine True Crime, and you can find us on iTunes. And I'm going to probably put us back on SoundCloud thanks to this fun little venture that we're embarking on.
Whee!
Yay! And you can find me on Twitter at Bossy Matilda. And you can find our Twitter account for White Wine True Crime at WWT Crime. And then, Carrie, take it away.
Thank you, Caitlin.
I like love the
you.
Paul McCartney song.
So you can find me on Twitter at Carrie Martin 722. And on Instagram at Carrie Martin 22.
It's a good Instagram account.
Edit all that out, Brett.
Yeah. Jeff, anything?
Not a goddamn thing.
Because this actually goes up this week. I moved some things around. So if you have anything soon.
No.
Come see me and Jeff at the New York Comedy Festival November 6th.
Ooh, how fun.
Yeah, that's right? Going to be exciting. Aww. With Annie Letterman and Anna Dresden.
And I'm going to be in my hometown on election day. And I'm going to harass all the backwards hicks.
Oh, I love it.
I live there.
Yeah. In your hometown.
And
in your hometown.
And I'm on tour with Portugal the Man right now.
Come, going to your hometown.
We are in Santa Cruz tonight. Come see me at your local Santa Cruz comedy and music venue.
You did as
well as I did. You know. Come see us.
If you live in Santa Cruz, that's your hometown.
Your hometown.
My hometown. In Santa Cruz.
That's in New Jersey.
You don't deserve the fact that I'm laughing at all.
Portugal the Man. Coming to your hometown.
Oh, God.
Okay, we should get out of here.
I don't get it.
Oh, say goodbye, Caitlin.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Carrie.
Bye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.